Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5:30. Coming up in this bulletin, contracts have been signed for a major new social housing development in Mough, marking the delivery of 38 new homes for the area. A review into the effectiveness of Bord Bia has found the majority of members are generally very positive about chairperson Larry Murren's performance. The jury of a trial in a man charged in connection with alleged stabbing incident more than 2 years ago has heard from a number of witnesses who interacted with him beforehand, and a Bundoran councillor has warned that lifeguard cover needs to be brought forward after a number of coastal incidents during May raised safety concerns. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Mark Gallagher also has the latest in sport coming up at 6:15. August Duration and note Lake Holm Ferreter. First up in news, though, contracts have been signed for a major new social housing development in Mough, marking the delivery of 38 new homes for the area. The project in the Kildare Road will be supported by a 12.45 million of funding from the Department of Housing under the Social Housing Investment Programme. The development will include a mix of apartments and houses, ranging from 1 to 4 bedroom units, and is expected to be delivered in the first quarter of next year. Local councillor Terry Crossan says it's the first major housing development in the area in a long time and it's highly anticipated, adding the contractor has strong local roots and he welcomes their appointment.
Knowing Glen Turris and having seen them in action on previous contracts, they don't hang about, you know. They're a very good, a very progressive company. They have contracts all over Ireland and also abroad on the British mainland. So they are quite a well known and highly respected building contractor company, you know.
What's significant about this is that the construction company that's been appointed is local.
Yes, absolutely. They are a local company. The two main directors are Jerry McKellen and Alton Tordy, who are from the Oct area. Not only do they carry out a great job in terms of their building and contractual abilities, but they have created huge amounts of local employment, and they make a significant, and I can't emphasise enough the contribution that they make back into our local community here.
A review into the effectiveness of the Bord Bia has found the majority of members are generally very positive about chairperson Larry Murren's performance. It found no significant concerns regarding the board's compliance, but says the controversy from earlier this year had exposed some weaknesses. As a result, it's made a number of recommendations, particularly around the strengthening and governance processes. The review was commissioned after the IFA staged a rolling protest at Bord Bia headquarters calling for Chair Larry Murren to resign. This was sparked by the revelation that Mr. Murren's company, Don Farm Foods, imported around 1% of its total beef supply from Brazil last year. The prosecutor at the trial of Jeffrey Donaldson has concluded her 2-day cross-examination by telling him he was sinful and deceitful and is the only person telling lies. The 63-year-old former DUP leaders pleaded not guilty to 18 charges of historic sex abuse relating to 2 alleged victims. His wife, Eleanor Donaldson, pleaded not guilty to 5 charges of aiding and abetting and faces a trial of facts. Jamie O'Hara has this report, which listeners may find distressing.
The trial previously heard about an alleged incident where complainant A said Jeffrey Donaldson had nodded his head when she asked him whether she had been the victim of sexual abuse. When asked about this today, Jeffrey Donaldson replied, "No, I have to say that did not happen. There is no situation where complainant A sat me down and said, 'Did you do this to me or that to me or sexually abuse me?' That did not happen." He also denied a meeting with complainant B at a Christian centre in the late 90s was because he needed to nip the situation in the bud and stop the complainant from making allegations during the meeting. Mr Donaldson also rejected the claim he was telling lies and said not true when prosecution barrister Rosemary Walsh finished her 10-hour cross-examination by saying, "You are sinful and deceitful." The trial continues on Monday.
A Bundoran councillor's warned that lifeguard cover needs to be brought forward after a number of coastal incidents during May raised safety concerns. The Oranelagh Gardaí and Ambulance Service have been praised for their swift response, with councillor Michael McMahon saying their actions likely prevented a fatality. He's now proposing that full-time lifeguard cover should begin from May 1st each year and run through to the end of September. Councillor McMahon says he'll be raising the issue at a council level to push for the change.
Well, I made that call because the seasons, as I did say, are changing. You know, this is May now is one of the, the holidays seem to start in May, the bank holidays, and the weather has been fantastic in May for the last couple of years. And this year was recorded as one of the hottest days of the year. So we need to have the lifeguards, they start now from June 1 until September on a full-time basis, but what I am looking for is that they start on May 1 right through into the end of September, because I think it's vital. As I did say, we had a few near misses in Bundoran, and I was very grateful to the emergency service, the Oranelagh, the Gardaí and the Ambulance Service, who done a wonderful job, and they did take a couple of people out of the sea on three different occasions. I think they had five call-outs altogether, and only for them we could have had a fatality. So to make sure that people are safe, make sure people that are enjoying themselves, that the lifeguards, I think, is necessary, because, as I said, the climate change seems to be changing rapidly, and lifeguards need to be there from May the 1st. So I will be pursuing that through the councils as we proceed throughout the summer.
Police are appealing for information following a reported sexual assault on two juveniles in Derry earlier this week. The incident is alleged to have occurred in the Cedar Street area on Monday afternoon. Police say the suspect is described as a white male of slim build with short dark hair and dental braces. He was wearing a distinctive green super dry hoodie, dark trousers and dark coloured shoes. Officers are appealing to anyone who was in the area at the time, particularly those with a dash cam or other footage, to contact police. The Minister for Public Expenditure, Jack Chambers, told a major business event in Donegal that closing the North West's long-standing infrastructure gap is a key government priority. He was speaking at the Letterkenny Chamber's annual President's Lunch, where he delivered a keynote address. Discussions focused on third-level education in the region, adding the ATU Donegal and McGee and Derry and their potential in driving regional development. Minister Chambers said he's serious about addressing the investment and the infrastructure deficit experienced in Donegal and the wider northwest.
You know, I know we've seen a deficit in certain from an infrastructure perspective over years, but I think the future prosperity and prospect is so positive. We're seeing collaboration happening north-south between across and research universities, across infrastructure investment, across community development, all yielding, I think, greater employment, further opportunity and huge prosperity for the northwest. And I think if we can build momentum on infrastructure and cut journey times, that's going to provide so much more in terms of economic development, future housing supply, and also additional interest in industrial development as well. So I'm a politician that's serious about bridging the gap in terms of the deficit that's there, and out of that I think it'll breed so much more, and it's great to meet people in the town and elsewhere who've maybe come back from Dublin or have come back from other parts of the world in certain instances, who've found a well-paying job, have settled back here, but it's about making sure we are able to do that for a lot more people, and that's about, you know, and I think as we see population growth in the northwest and in Letterkenny in particular, you see the opportunity. But it's doing that right across the Atlantic corridor is my ambition for infrastructure delivery. But it is important we correct the gap, and I think we'll have big opportunity to do that now in the years ahead.
The jury in the trial of a man charged in connection with an alleged stabbing incident more than 2 years ago has heard from a number of witnesses who interacted with the man beforehand. 52-year-old Riyad Abushakar of No Fixed Abode has pleaded not guilty to 8 charges in relation to the alleged incident in Dublin's Parnell Square on the 23rd of November 2023. Alex Rowley reports from the Central Criminal Court.
A woman working as a receptionist in a building near where the alleged incident occurred told the court a man came into the building and walked past her. She described him as wearing a brown coat and a dark coloured beanie and had a scar on his face. She asked if she could help him and says at first he didn't respond, but when she asked again he said, "No, no worries, I'm waiting for someone." She says when she asked him who, he responded, "My friend and the kid." She then later became aware of an incident outside the building and went to look. She said a man was lying on the ground covered in blood and she thought a car accident had happened. She alleges this was the man that entered the building beforehand. She says she also saw a little kid on the floor and at this stage became emotional in court. In cross-examination, she confirmed she was sure this was the same man outside as the one she spoke with earlier. She says she was also sure he had a scar on his face when pressed on that detail. The jury have been sent home for the weekend as the trial continues on Monday.
A Donegal-owned construction firm operating in the UK is reported to be entering administration, putting more than 500 jobs at risk. The Construction Inquirer reports that Ardmore Construction Group made the move through the courts yesterday following missed payments to staff and subcontractors. The company, which is owned by Kellybeg's brothers Cormac and Patrick Byrne, leaves a number of high-profile London projects in limbo. It's understood the developments will now be overseen by administrators as the situation unfolds. A UN refugee agency says new rules around immigration are a chance for countries to move beyond crisis responses. It follows the introduction of the EU Migration Pact, which ensures European member states have the same immigration policy for the first time. As well as heightened screening processes, it will create a return hub, which allows people who've been denied international protection to be deported to a country outside of the EU if their home country isn't an option. Minister with responsibility for migration, Colm Brophy, says people who've already applied for international protection here won't face changes.
Anybody who arrived in up until today will be on the older processing system in terms of legalities, and anybody who arrived in from 12 midnight is on the new system.
Well, CEO of the Irish Refugee Council, Nick Henderson, says the new rules prioritise expediency over humanity.
People are going to be fast-tracked through a process. The screening process that you've just mentioned, which is a really critical part of this new process, a process that's being going live across the European Union, that screening process should happen in 7 days, and various things must happen within it. And we don't know if that will be actually possible at all.
It is 42 minutes past five here on Radio Highland Radio. Mark Gallagher will have all the latest in sport after this short break. It's 5:45 here at Highland Radio. Mark Gallagher's at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Good evening. We'll start with Gaelic games. Donegal play Tyrone in the Ulster Under 20 Ladies Football Final tonight. That game is being played at St Patrick's Donna in County Fermanagh. Donegal won the meeting between these two teams convincingly earlier in the season, but the Donegal News' Ryan Ferry says that may not paint the full picture.
Donegal and Tyrone played in the first game in this competition and Donegal won by 6-14 to 2-10. So if you're basing it off that, you'd have to expect that Donegal would be tipped. But I suppose the one caveat to that, Mark, is that this is the first year of this competition, and by all accounts, maybe Tyrone hadn't started training quite as early as Donegal had. So, you know, perhaps the gap has closed in intervening time.
Throw-in is at 7:30 and we'll have updates here on Highland with Paddy Hunter. Tomorrow, the Donegal Senior Ladies start their All-Ireland Series. They play All-Ireland Champions at Parnell Park from 3 o'clock. Well, our feature game tomorrow is the All-Ireland Senior Football Championship meeting between Donegal and Cork in Ballybofey. The winner will go to the quarterfinals, while the loser will play another game before reaching the last 8. Donegal have named their team this morning, which is the same 15 which lined out from the start in the victory over Kerry and Killarney. Former Donegal player John Gilday is expecting a close game against the Rebels.
They won't come with any fear, and they're going to come and give it everything, and worst case scenario they're out the following week, which is not the end of the world. But if they put in a really good performance, and even if they come out the wrong side of a very tight game, they're going to bounce into the next round having taken one of the favourites for the All-Ireland in everybody's book to the pin of their collar. So wouldn't be taking it as lighthearted as some people maybe be looking at it right now. Think it's going to be a very challenging game. If Donegal do their work professionally, then they should come out the right side of it. But just be careful with it.
Highlands live coverage from Donegal against Cork will start from 2:30 tomorrow afternoon with Oisin Kelly, Brendan Devaney and Brendan Kilcoyne. Throw-in is at 3 o'clock. Tyrone manager Malky O'Rourke has named an unchanged starting lineup for Sunday's round 2A encounter against Mayo at Healy Park. And there are three changes to Derry's team to face Meath at Celtic Park in round 2B tomorrow night. There will be a first senior start for James Sargent. Dan Higgins is set for a first championship start of this season. And Paul Cassidy also returns to the starting 15. Also tomorrow, the Donegal Miners play Louth in the All-Ireland Tier 2 Paul McGuirr Cup Final at 7:30. There will also be updates from that game at the Box Hill Athletic Grounds here on Highland. Moving on to soccer, Damien Duff has joined Brentford as first team assistant coach. The former Chelsea, Newcastle and Blackburn player will start work at the GTEC Community Stadium later this month. Manager Keith Andrews says the 47-year-old brings experience, presence and a real level of detail to the coaching department. After a two-week break, Finn Harps and Derry City are both back in action in the SSC Airtricity League this evening. Harps welcome Willie O'Connor's UCD to Finn Park in the First Division. Harps have won just four games this season, and former captain Gavin Cullen says an upturn in results is badly needed.
Sitting eighth, only a few points off the bottom of the league. They won't be happy with where they're at performance-wise or results-wise, assuming they will be looking to make changes with player personnel. Because obviously they need to vastly improve. They're only one result away from being bottom of the First Division, which is really poor for Harps. But on the flip side of that, they're probably only three or four results away from pushing the playoffs.
We'll have live updates from Finn Park with Jeremy Doherty from kickoff at 7:45 this evening. Elsewhere, leaders Cork are away to Wexford, Kerry travel to Athlone, and Treaty United, who will change name to Limerick FC next year. They host Bray Wanderers. Well, Derry City will try to put an end to a run of seven games without a win when they host Bohemians at Celtic Park. The Candy Stripes sit sixth in the Premier Division with just four wins from 20 matches. Tonight's visitors are second in the standings, 6 points off the pace of leaders and reigning champions Shamrock Rovers. Derry boss Tiernan Lynch says he knows all too well that things need to start turning in the right direction.
We haven't done the things that we should have done and we needed to do. With 16 cup finals left in the league, we need to give our fans something that they can be proud of and cheer about, and rather than boo about. So, and as I say, I'm fully aware of that. I take that responsibility very much on my shoulders.
Elsewhere, bottomside Waterford plays Sligo Rovers at the RSC. Leader Shamrock Rovers are away to Shelburne in a Dublin derby. St Pat's host Drogheda and Galway United are at home to Dundalk. In the FIFA World Cup, Canada face Bosnia-Herzegovina tonight in Toronto. And later tonight, at 2 o'clock in the morning, the USA take on Paraguay in Los Angeles. US boss Mauricio Pochettino is urging his players to play without pressure.
It's important the physical level, it's important the tactical, technical and everything, but I think they need to play like they are a child, with not pressure, doing what they need to do and what they know to do.
In boxing, Katie Taylor's Croke Park fight sold out in minutes this morning, with a capacity crowd of 80,000 set to watch her retirement bout this coming September. 40,000 tickets were sold during Wednesday's pre-sale event, and the remaining ones were snapped up in less than an hour this morning. Taylor will face unbeaten French boxer Flora Pilly. In darts, Willie O'Connor has criticised what he's calling the biased seeding system at the PDC World Cup of Darts. His Irish side are in pole position to progress in Frankfurt, having started their campaign by beating Singapore yesterday. The four highest ranked countries in the world automatically advance to the second round, and Ireland will seal a place in the knockouts with a win over Gibraltar later. Finally, in golf, a short time ago, Shane Lowry recovered from dropping two shots at the turn to move back to 5 under par through 13 holes on day two of golf's Canadian Open. Seamus Power is 1 under par with Padraig Harrington 3 over. That's all your sport for now, but don't forget to tune in later for updates from the Ulster Under 20 Ladies Final and of course the Finn Harps game as well. Back to you, Donna Marie.
Thanks, Mark. Agusinish and Nuacht le Colm Ferriter.
Sé mar maith sa Colm Ferriter in seán na príomh scéalta. Maidir le hard Rooney Common Munchuri na héirin Sean O'Weill. Tán lort go homlan ar an rialtas go bhfuil seart Monscoil in Mhaol i gan de hún an all. Tá cinniú déanta Hannah Féin Gunraid trar scóil an Dúthairí agus scóil Fentre ag dearú na scóil bliana. Agus is faoi agalamh ar radio na Gaeltachta a dúirt ó Buail gur broilla marafa atá an de cantar scóil a cailiú agus ba ceart an rialtas éisteacht le scóiltithe Gaeltachta chun tuathaí sácu a chíomhnú. Tá carú tocha ag údras de gealtachta da ghiní a thais sa tár ar dheasana cian abra frastalar imacht specialta ag G-Tech gidoort ar an Jardín an artal ladjeg seo. Bé a dheasana tahi pársanta a áil ar an wall digita nua amsira búla leis an aran agus contas a áil un an gnólachtí a tá amon gnóz san áit fwy lahar. Is sé údras de gealtachta agus agriachtí cófhártsaha ar fod na ceantar gealtachta a wanastí an an gréis san G-Tech con spuesan a ibrú sólúbha garamúla agus cost éfactúla ar fáil a chur fáil de gnólachtí agus de ibrúha le réimse cimsíthe tachíochtí agus clár gnó eile con dlús a chur leis an rath atá orthu. Chuirann an cóirle idethe scéalteachta agus scéal scolaíochta fáilte roimh iriteis ó haidúirí ar bhailófa doctoreachta dhéanamh bainean an áfrail le taide atá le déanamh ar ábhair sainiúla a bhainean le mí chumas riachtanais teagasc Deachlachtas agus cóthahús an airneol tá cead sparantacht 2,000 euro an cion ar fáil, sparantacht amháin an tabhair agus na gaholas ag cog bunkaí, cathrú leideag na mí uil fihifihis is sé an spreachtáta le haid iriteis. Agus déanhí a chíha ní honnailia leagan uair den lór scéalta mai thu a bhicí le micí sein néal ó buil, Fáiltíthe ag éhlóid a sheolú an aisle ranna farste deir d'aon seo an orta leideag ag lehania seart, bé nóil Johnny Hean ó Galahar agus Donaghy ó Buil mar íchanseoirí an ar an oíche agus bé ceol agus solaistí ar fáil fásta sin ar an orta leideag. Sin mo thuid se eilig go léir slán agus bannacht.
Thanks, Colin. Looking now to the weather, blustery this evening with a good deal of cloud overall, but some brighter breaks in places along with scattered, mainly light showers. To conclude this evening's news, a look back at today's main headlines. Contracts have been signed for a major new social housing development in Muff, marking the delivery of 38 new homes for the area. The project at Kildare Road will be supported by a 12.5 million euro in funding from the Department of Housing under Social Housing Investment Programme. The development will include a mix of apartments and houses ranging from 1 to 4 bedroom units and is expected to be delivered in the first quarter of next year. A review into the effectiveness of Board BIA has found the majority of members are generally very positive about Chairperson Larry Murren's performance. It found no significant concerns regarding the board's compliance, but says the controversy from earlier this year had exposed some weakness. As a result, it's made a number of recommendations, particularly around strengthening governance processes. A Bundoran councillor has warned that a lifeguard cover needs to be brought forward after a number of coastal incidents in May raised safety concerns. The Oranelagh Gardaí and Ambulance Service have been praised for their swift response, with councillor Michael McMahon saying their actions likely prevented a fatality. He's now proposing that full-time lifeguard cover should begin from May 1st each year. And finally, the Minister for Public Expenditure, Jack Chambers, has told a major business event in Donegal today that closing the North West's long-standing infrastructure gap must be a key government priority. He was speaking at the Letterkenny Chamber's annual President's Lunch, where he discovered a keynote address this afternoon. Discussions focused on third level education in the region, including A2 Donegal and McGee and Derry, and their potential role in driving regional development. That's all for now from the newsroom. I'll be back with an update at 7 o'clock. The obituary notices this Friday evening, June 12th. The death has taken place of Roisin Hegarty, née Griffin, late of 159 Laurel Drive, Strabane, and formerly of Newton Cunningham, reposing at Quigley's funeral home today from 6:30 to 8:30. Funeral leaving the funeral home tomorrow at 5:15 to the Sacred Heart Church, Derry Road, Strabane, to repose overnight. Funeral mass at 12:15, interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam.
The death has taken place of Elizabeth Betty Hennessy, née Biggs, 27, Trinity Court, Newton Cunningham, formerly of Marble Hill, Dunfanaghy. No wake. Her remains will arrive at Holy Trinity Church, Hornhead Road, Dunfanaghy, on Sunday at 6 p.m. to repose overnight. A funeral service will take place there on Monday at 10:30, followed by cremation in Lakelands Crematorium, County Cavan, at 4 o'clock. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or James Harkin Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Helen McGinley, née McDade, 11, Daisy Hill Park, Steelstown. Helen will be reposing at her home today until 10 o'clock and tomorrow from 12 noon until 9 p.m. Funeral from there on Sunday at 10 to 12 for 12:15 funeral mass in Our Lady of Lourdes Church, Steelstown. Interment afterwards in the city cemetery. The death has taken place in Plymouth of Sean McGonigal, Trusk Road, Ballybuffet. A funeral service will be held for Sean on Thursday, the 18th of June at 11:30 at Ford Park Cemetery, Trapel, Ford Park Road, Plymouth. Interment of remains at Drumbo Cemetery at a later date. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to Plymouth Hospital's charity, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Barney Peoples, Mahara Drummond, Milford, reposing at his home today until 10 p.m. and tomorrow from 12 noon until 10 o'clock. Funeral mass on Sunday at 11 o'clock in St. Peter's Church, Milford. Burial afterwards in Tully Cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.